An iconic song, A Great Southern Land. Now, Lee Atkinson's been writing about her adventures on and off the road for Australian newspapers, magazines and travel guides since 1991. She's actually the author of 11 books. Her latest production is Explore Australia by Camper Trailer, which took almost a year to complete, covering 40,000 kilometres from the tip of Cape York to far south Tasmania. Veronica Matheson spoke to Lee about her travels around Australia with her partner Bill.
Lee, first of all, why did you go in a camper trailer? Wouldn't a caravan have been more comfortable on a trip that took the best part of a year?
Well, the thing about a camper trailer is they are actually just as comfortable as a caravan, but their advantage is that they can go to a lot of places that caravans and motorhomes can't. Especially the off-road ones, they can get out on the outback tracks, they can get into national parks. They're not as dependent on power, so you don't need to stay in a caravan park. You can set yourself up with solar. We could carry about 5 to 7 days' worth of water on board, so we could set up for quite some time in wild places and not have to go into towns until we really needed to.
Sounds idyllic. So what are the places? I mean, there must have been some places you couldn't get to.
With an off-road camper trailer, you can pretty much get everywhere except for really sandy areas. And by those I'm talking about, you know, crossing the Simpson Deserts, those sorts of things, because when it's sand dunes and there's no real firm track, you can't really tow anything. But other than that, other than a few dunes, you can pretty much go wherever you want.
And did you follow the coastline or did you head inland or did you zigzag across the country?
We did a bit of both. So because it was summer, the best thing was, because I'm based in northern New South Wales, was to head south, because during summer it's just too hot and wet up north. So we headed south, we traced along the coast. When we got about halfway up the WA coast, we decided to go inland. I love the desert country, so we followed a few of the outback desert tracks through to the Red Centre and then turned around and came back and then ended up northeast Arnhem Land, the tip of Cape York, and back home.
You must be getting to know some of these roads pretty well now, because you've done it by car as well, haven't you?
I'm a road trip junkie.
But are there ever times on this particular trip when you felt like giving up and heading home?
Never giving up and heading home, but the trick to doing a long road trip like that, or any road trip holiday, I think, is to take your time and not try to move on every day, particularly when you're in a camper trailer, because while a camper trailer has lots of advantages, it does take a little bit longer to set up and pull down than a caravan or a motorhome. So the idea is to stay put for a few days, unhitch, explore the area, and then move on. So whenever we got tired and grumpy, we'd find a nice spot, usually overlooking a beach, no neighbours, somewhere where we could go into town and grab some nice food and wine, and we'd stay put for a week or so, and that would just recharge us completely.
Yes, I really liked in the book the way you have actually base camp, so that you can use that particular spot and explore from there. It makes a lot of sense.
One of the reasons camper trailers are becoming so popular, it's not just because they can go anywhere, they're also a lot cheaper than caravans. So they're very popular with families, and most families prefer to just set up somewhere nice and stay put. No one wants to be setting up camp when you've got a couple of kids running around.
That's certainly true. So did you make some friends along the way?
We did make some nice friends, but we were a little bit antisocial too, I have to admit. We were really trying to find those out-of-the-way places, those remote places where you could set up camp and have no one else around. Mm. So we were a little bit antisocial that way. That's the beauty of a camper trailer, because it really does allow you to get into those out-of-the-way places.
Did you ever sort of run out of diesel? I presume you used it in the four-wheel drive.
We did use diesel. We never ran out, but we did have to carry a few jerry cans of extra fuel, particularly on the outback tracks in the Western Deserts. And there's no service stations out that way. You have to buy your fuel from outback stations, and it's often quite expensive.
Were there any big dramas along the way?
No, we didn't have any dramas. We got bogged a lot, but that's part of the fun. We were going into remote areas where that's to be expected, so we made sure we had a long-handled shovel to dig ourselves out of trouble when we got into it, and we tried not to get too upset when that happened, because that is part of the adventure if you want to go remote. No, no dramas. And we didn't have a winch or anything like that. We really didn't need it, but we were lucky and we kept track of our tyre pressure too. A lot of people make the mistake of keeping their tyres too high. If you keep them a bit low when you're in sandy or rocky conditions, that'll often stop you getting stuck in the first place.
Did you get sort of to the stage where you knew some shortcuts as far as setting up camp and all of that?
It didn't take us very long at all. We were only on the road for a couple of weeks and we were in a routine we could set up within 15 minutes and we didn't even have to speak. We knew exactly who did what in what order.
And what about food? I mean, did you tinned, packaged and dehydrated foods?
No, we ate fresh almost every night. I mean, another beauty of a camper trailer is you've got a fridge on board, so you don't have to rely on dried and dehydrated rations. And these days it's a lot easier to get fresh food in remote communities than it was a decade or two ago. So we always set off with the aim, especially when we're on the coast, to have fresh fish at night, but we're both hopeless fisher folk, so we tended to eat a bit more meat than we wanted to, but fresh food was the way to go. And so we came back feeling really healthy because we were doing lots of walking and eating really well.
That sounds fantastic. Can you recall a meal that you think, you know, that was the best meal I've had in the whole year?
Yes, I can. It was in Cape York in Weipa, where the fishing's fairly legendary. As I said, I'm a hopeless fisher person. But we did manage to catch a few sardines, of all things, and we fried them up with some oil and garlic over an open fire and ate them with our fingers, and it was just divine.
I hope they were big sardines, were they?
but we ate the bones and all.
Why not? Imagine that you spent a lot of your nights on the road actually writing about the day's experiences. Was that the way you went?
Yeah. It's the country is so varied. A lot of people think because Australia is so big, it's all the same, but it does change quite quickly. And so it was nice to keep notes. I also take a lot of photographs.
The images in the book are terrific. And also, as you say, the way it's laid out, it makes you, and the maps too, you want to get up and go.
Well, we're hoping that people can use these maps to follow and find these places. I've also included GPS coordinates for some of the really out-of-the-way places because you won't find them in normal tourism brochures. So you can use those coordinates in your GPS and off you go.
When you look back on the journey, are there some things that you would have done differently?
I wouldn't have taken as many clothes as I did. We took far too much stuff. And even though we were on the road for the best part of a year, I'd still take more time. I think the trick is not to try to... I mean, we wanted to do a lap of the country, but there's so much to see. You could spend almost a year just in Cape York. It doesn't matter how many times I've been back to the Kimberley, there's always more to see. And so there's always more than you think. And so I'd take my time and really explore.
Now, were there some things you wished you'd been told before you left that you had to learn on the road?
When I researched our trip, I found there was... Because we've had a camper trailer now for about a decade and we'd head off whenever we could. Whenever we had a spare couple of weeks, we'd go bush. When I started researching it for our big lap, I realised that there was a lot of information out there for four-wheel drivers, a lot of information out there for caravanners, but nothing for camper trailers. And the reason that is important is... Although camper trailers are different to caravans in that they can go other places, they also have different needs when they're set up in camp. They're a lot smaller on the road, but when you set them up, they're actually a lot bigger than a caravan, 2-3 times the living space, which means they don't often fit in your typical caravan park camping bay or even a lot of campsites in national parks if they've got bollards. And I didn't really realise that you face those problems until I started to try to find information, and that was one of the reasons why I decided to do this book, because there's nothing else out there that's geared up specifically for camper trailer people, and yet it's such a fast-growing area. In the last 2.5 years, registrations of camper trailers have gone up almost 30%.
It's probably easier actually than driving a caravan, wouldn't it be?
Oh, much easier, because when they're packed up, they're so small, you don't need such a heavy-duty four-wheel drive, you use less fuel, less wear and tear on your vehicle, a lot easier to manoeuvre, and when you get home, a lot easier to store because you can fit them in a normal carport. You don't have to find a big shed like you do for a big caravan.
And I'm also sure that the trailer, you can put it somewhere for the night and sneak off to a reasonable hotel if you were a little bit tired of camping.
And we did do that. We had a bit of a rule that if we got somewhere and it was pouring with rain or blowing a gale, life's too short, we went to a pub and found a room.
That was Lee Atkinson, whose latest book, Explore Australia by Camper Trailer, includes maps, photos and reviews of camping sites in the bush, in national parks, on cattle stations and in caravan parks across Australia. And it details what to do and what to see along the way.